Former FBI Director James Comey's book, A Higher Loyalty, officially goes on sale today, and he's coming under increasing scrutiny for things he's written, and he's pushing back. On NPR's Morning Edition today, host Steve Inskeep pressed Comey on whether his message in the book is undermined by some of his personal observations about President Trump, such as how orange Trump's face is or that his hands are not really all that small.
I'm not making fun of the president. I'm trying to be an author, which I've never been before in my life. But while I'm typing, I can hear my editor's voice ringing in my head. Bring the reader with you. Show them inside your head. Bring them with you.
Describe the president's hands. Can you hear the editor saying that?
No, but that was on my mind. And by the way, not that this matters, but I found his hands to be above average in size.
Steve Inskeep joins us now to talk about this. Steve, welcome.
It's great to be back.
Let's listen to a little bit more of James Comey. Here's what he told you about why he wrote this book.
So there's a thing, a set of values that's above our normal fights. And what I'm worried about with this president is he threatens those. And if we lose those, if those norms are degraded, those values are degraded, what are we exactly?
So Comey talks a great deal about his values and about keeping trust in the FBI, the big picture. Mm-hmm. But what did he tell you about the smaller picture, that he was making crucial decisions about whether to make public certain aspects of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails and Donald Trump's ties to Russia or not to make those things public based on things that were extraneous to the law? You asked him about that.
Oh, yes. So much to discuss here, Lisa. And in fact, the decision by James Comey to write a book about these matters is a kind of microcosm of his earlier decisions to talk about these criminal matters, because the question is, how much should law enforcement officials, the FBI, federal prosecutors, be talking in public about criminal investigations or other kinds of investigations that aren't fully resolved, that have not ended up in an indictment? He's chosen, again, to go public with this story in a very dramatic way with this book and a series of interviews, including with us. But he, as he knows, could still be a witness in a criminal investigation.
So does that not concern him? I mean, why is he saying he came forth with a book now, then, considering the investigations are still ongoing?
Well, let's think this through. He says that he came out with a book now because this is when the publisher said the publishing date was, and he had finished the book. And he clearly felt that he had something to say to the country. When asked, however, why would you take the risk, in effect, of writing this book, given that it could mess up someone's criminal investigation, he said, my story's already out there. I've already testified under oath. And his story doesn't change, actually, all that much. If you read the book, you see something like his congressional testimony from a year ago. If you interview him, you hear something like what's in the book.
What did he say in response to your question about the decision that he made to talk about Hillary Clinton's emails and the status of the investigation into that when, as he had in mind, the timing of the election?
Yeah, it's clear that politics was part of this, even though he says his motivation was to make a non-political decision. But sometimes these terms turn back on themselves, don't they? He acknowledges that he was thinking about the roar on cable television about Hillary Clinton, about the investigation of her emails, about whether the FBI had been compromised in some way, and he was trying to fend that off and protect his institution. That sounds an awful lot like public relations. That sounds an awful lot like politics. But Comey argues that it is the essence of his job. And he's not the only person who led an institution who feels that way, that the first job or one of the first jobs is to protect the institution.
Comey told Congress last year about what he said Donald Trump told him in a private meeting. Comey testified that Trump said, I hope you can let this go, referring to the investigation into Michael Flynn, who was the national security advisor at the time. You asked Comey about whether in that congressional testimony he laid out a case for obstruction of justice. Here's part of that conversation.
I hope I didn't testify publicly that it was obstruction of justice.
You didn't say obstruction of justice. Yeah. People just felt you were laying out the evidence for it.
Oh, I see.
But you look at that same evidence and don't see obstruction.
Well, because I can't see all of it. And it could be obstruction of justice. It would depend upon what the full scope of the evidence is with respect to intent, because obstruction of justice requires a demonstration of corrupt intent. And I'm just a witness when it comes to that particular incident.
How do you read that answer, Steve?
I think that when you hear the way that Comey is conditional, about many of the things that he says. You hear several things. First, he's extremely smart. There's no doubt about it. Second, he is very careful. You could argue that James Comey made the choices he did in 2016 because he was trying to be extraordinarily careful to uphold the reputation of the FBI and, by extension, his own reputation. Extraordinarily careful, thinking extremely hard about what to do, which sounds like a very good thing, but I think that some of his critics would say that in these occasions, perhaps he thought a little too hard.
Steve Inskeep, final question, just very briefly. What was your own takeaway from the interview, from your discussions with him, from reading the book as well?
Well, he's a talented writer, and we'll see where he goes with that. And he, however, has a complicated story. And he himself acknowledges, as you hear, it's not clear that from his story alone that you could prove obstruction of justice on the part of the president.
Steve Inskeep, host of NPR's Morning Edition, thank you.
Glad to do it.